Saved by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Of the Lord, it make it rich. It'll turn me into a rich person. Glory to God. I'm rich already. I ain't waiting to see it. I'm declaring it and thanking God and praising God for it. How many rich people we got in here? Can you pray and thank God for it? How many healed people in here? Can you praise him for it? How many want a good family? Can you believe God for it? Do you believe God wants you to have the same thing? Then it's yours. Your praise is an expression of your faith. Even when you're scared, you can praise God. I will praise him. I will bless him. I will. Praise has to be big in your life. Don't let your praise slip. Get up every day thanking God. Get up every day magnifying him. Get up every day expecting good things to come. God's already playing every connection you need. He's already done it. It's already been done. God loved you so much, he went ahead of time. He prepared for you things ahead of time that you can live the good life. I'm dancing with you, girl. Glory. See, praise is manifest in a lot of ways. You can manifest praise with clapping. You can manifest praise with shouting. You can manifest praise with dancing. Glory to God. You can manifest praise with thanksgiving. You can start confessing the word, thanking God. Praise, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. God gave the church a songbook called Psalms. Got 150 psalms in it. Dedicated a whole book to nothing but praise. So we praise the God. Y'all heard that song, "Praise is what I do"? That's what we do. That's how we live. That we as new covenant people, we've been called out of darkness into the marvelous light, that we should show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We should be shooting forth praise like arrows. Because your praise will steal the enemy, will shut him down. You know why he gets shut down? Because God come into your presence. When I pray, I go into his. When I praise, he come into mine. And then he start manifesting good. Good things start happening. Go ahead and get it, Cheryl. See, now you say, why is she doing that? Because God just showed us something in her heart. She sees another reality, and she rejoicing over it. And I'm rejoicing with her. Glory. If you need healing, come down here. If you need a financial breakthrough, I'll tell you it's today. Today is the day. Hallelujah. Now you come mixing faith with the word and say, Lord, I'm praising you right now for whatever it is. I'm going to add my faith with yours. But the Holy Ghost going to do the work. Just stand right there. You ready to be healed? You ready? Hey, this ain't hard for him. He made you. He made everything in you. He can set everything in order. He can set it right. Amen. I'm going to anoint you with all symbolic of the presence of the Holy Spirit, because I believe the Holy Spirit is right there with you, where you are, in agreement with you for whatever you're believing God for. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, receive. And then you take it, and then from now on, you just start praising God for it, thanking him for it. Because I'm going to tell you, you can't ask too much. You can't ask impossible. And you can't ask too big. Because the cross took care of everything you would need. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with us also freely give us all things? Jesus did it. Jesus did it. Receive in the name. Receive in the name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name. Receive in the name. Receive in the name. Receive now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we anoint her with all in the name of the Lord. I command every infirmity, every foul thing, come out of her blood. Come out now. Be clean now. In the name of Jesus. Be completely healed and whole. Father, do the work in your precious name. Can't have this girl. Cannot destroy her. Come against that spirit of destruction. Leave her. Get out of her life. Today is a new day and a new beginning. And Jesus makes all things new. Make it all new. In the name of Jesus. Stay right there. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive now. Receive in the name. Receive now. Receive in the name. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive now in the name of Jesus. Take. Receive now in the name. Receive now in the name of Jesus. Receive now in the name of Jesus. Receive. Receive in the name of Jesus. You ready to receive? You made Jesus the Lord of your life. Jesus your Lord. You made him your Lord. You give your life to him. Sickle cell, it don't matter what it is. It don't make a difference. Jesus bore it in his own body on the tree. That you being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. How God working in you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive now in the name. Receive now in the name of Jesus. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in the name of Jesus. You say it? You sure? 100%. 100%. Going to heaven if you die. Don't know. What about you? You say, what's your name? Joy. Joy. Jordan. Joya. Joya full of joy. You want to give your heart to Jesus today? You sure? Because he loves you. Forgive you everything you ever did. Write your name in his book of life. Believe in Jesus. You believe with all your heart he's saved. He wants to save you. Lift your hands. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I believe in you, Jesus. You bore my sins. You died for me on the third day. God raised you from the dead. You are alive. Give my heart to you. My whole life belongs to you. From this moment forward, I'm your disciple. I'm your follower. You are my Lord. Help me, strengthen me, and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Saved now, you know it. In the name of Jesus, receive the power of God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Receive the power of Almighty God. Receive the power. Receive now God's grace, his mercy, and his love. Receive now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive now. He's pouring out upon you. All you got to do is take it. He's here. And he loves you. And he has forgiven all. It's all washed away by his blood. I love your wife. Your children. Be the man God called you to be. Yeah. Do it. It's in you. Receive the mighty power. The presence of God come upon you now. Oppression, leave. Stress, go. Anxiety, get out. Peace, come. Fill our soul. Satisfy our soul. Satisfy our soul.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hey.